Tip 25, making a telephone call. Part D, listen to these sentences. 1. Do you want regular or king size? 2. They'd like to examine the merchandise before buying. 3. You should dry clean curtains if possible, as they are likely to shrink. 4. The police are looking into the records of all those involved in the crime. 5. The salesman pushed the new product at every opportunity. 6. Bob is a shoe salesman. 7. He helped his mother run a grocery store in Milwaukee. 8. That school has a good reputation for exam results.
Part C. Listen to the passage.
Sturdy Imports, can I help you?
You'd better. Mrs. Jones at Northern Lights and Outpost. Those shirts you sent me are no good.
What do you mean? What's wrong with them?
They shrink. They're supposed to be washed and they shrink. I've had 6 of them returned already, and that's $90 right there. And the other 4 will probably come back as soon as they come out of the wash. This is a small town, you know, and I've got a reputation to worry about. You people in Vancouver may not realize how important that is. I won't sell merchandise that's no good, you know.
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Jones, but could you tell me which shirts these are?
They're called Frontier something. Some Frontier. It just shows me how much you people down there now. Your salesman kept saying they'd be just the thing in our weather. So I got 20, and there's another 50 coming on order. What am I supposed to do? I'm proud of my merchandise. I've been running the store for 15 years, you know. These people here need shirts, and I can't sell them these Frontier things. I just don't want them in my store.
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Jones. I'll look into this matter right away.
Well, I'm sending you back these shirts, and you can just send me the regular kind I always get. And tell that salesman not to push merchandise that isn't good. Part D. True or False? 1. Mrs. Jones got the shirts from a Sturdy Imports company. 2. Northern Lights, Outpost, is Mrs. Jones's address. 3. Mrs. Jones washed the shirts and they shrank. 4. Mrs. Jones lives in a big city. 5. Mrs. Jones has a good reputation as a shopkeeper. 6. The brand of the shirts is Frontier something. 7. The salesman said the shirts could find a ready market. 8. Mrs. Jones complains about the inferior shirts. 9. She wants to sell these shirts to someone at lower prices. 10. The salesman forced Mrs. Jones to sell the shirts.
Part E. Multiple choice. 1. How much is each shirt? 2. Where is the Sturdy Imports company? 3. How many years has Mrs. Jones run the store? 4. What do you promise Mrs. Jones to do? 5. What do people in that small town need?
Part F. Listening and writing. 1. Wool shrinks in washing. 2. Summer is supposed to come in during May. 3. She washed her face and hands. 4. The thief returned the missing jewels. 5. She worries too much about her mother's health. 6. Does Stephen realize his mistake yet? 7. For a year, Robbie has kept writing to his son. 8. We'll look into this matter together. 9. My uncle runs a big farm. 10. They ought to push their goods more.